दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय तन्मय कुलश्रेष्ठ। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी यस्टरडे विजिटेड द नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स ऑफ मिजोरम, मणिपुर एंड असम टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स। These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Chunchandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग-अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Union Government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in Valley districts yesterday at Imphal. Addressing a public gathering after laying foundation stones of multiple projects worth Rs 7,300 crore, Shri Modi said that the land and region of Manipur is a soil of hope and aspiration. However, unfortunately, violence had gripped this remarkable state and expressed his confidence that a new dawn of hope and trust is arriving in Manipur. He said that people of the state have chosen the path of peace and prioritized development, and recently a dialogue has taken place with various groups in the hills and valley regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati last evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation for several projects in Assam worth 1800 crore rupees. He will visit Mangaldoi for medical college projects and launch a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Addressing a gathering in Imphal in Manipur, PM Narendra Modi said Nepal, nestled in the lap of Himalayas, is a close friend and trusted partner of India. BJP National President JP Nadda yesterday held discussions in Patna with the party's core committee on the assembly elections and other issues. He emphasized the unity of the NDA during the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Nadda stressed the need to work together to make the Seva Saptaha program, starting on September 17th, a success, and appealed to everyone to serve the people with a spirit of dedication on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that heavy rainfall is expected over Odisha, Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Maharashtra till 15th of this month. In Nepal, President Ramchandra Podil has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th of March 2026. US President Donald Trump yesterday pressed NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia and impose sanctions on it, while proposing to impose 50 to 100% tariffs on China till Ukraine war ends. Trump's remarks assume significance as the US president imposed 50% tariffs on Indian goods, including a 25% levy on purchase of Russian oil, but has not taken similar action against China. In cricket, Sri Lanka have sealed a 6-wicket victory over Bangladesh in the crucial Group B match of Asia Cup 2025 clash at Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.